Coffee. Episode 134, Flower Bending. Hello, Leap Year. This is, I think we discussed this a couple weeks ago, but I don't remember. It's the last hour of a six-hour fireside evening at Butt Tick Ranch. This week we talk about a new beverage. Joel Train gets mad and storms out. Except for we're already out, so storms in? I don't know. And there are lots of crickets. You can find us at Snore Coffee. SnoreCoffee.com. At Snore Coffee on Twitter. How many times am I going to say that? 937-501-1002 is the phone thingy. I think that's it. Thanks for listening. Kids. Beautiful. Happy leap year. I don't know if that's right. Happy the one day that's not usually a day, except for sometimes it's a day.
Down. I thought we would have burnt those down.
I figure as much, yeah. I figured they'd be out of the way pretty quick.
Quicker. Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's horrible or anything. They certainly aren't. They're done growing. They're pretty dry. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Joel's done waiting. Let's roll some logs up on here.
Say we're doing way better on content than I expected.
Yeah, five deep.
Maybe this might be five. We're on. We just might have just started five.
We just finished five.
That's not how I marked it.
How do you figure?
I marked it fourth. 4th.
You were wrong.
Really?
Yeah. Finished 5 hours.
Lucky you.
Indeed. I don't think it's that late, is it? It's 2.
Yep.
I gotta say, I gotta turn in at 3-ish.
You're at 50 minutes.
Where are
Except
you going?
I don't know, on the highways.
Are you going south?
Route 4 the whole way.
4 is like the berries.
475. Yeah. Be my suggestion.
It takes about 35 minutes to get to 75 if you go straight down 4, and then I'll be like downtown.
It's not so bad.
I don't know where you live. Okay. Yeah, you're 45 to 50 minutes, I'd say. Thank you. Oh, yeah? Oh, well, then you're 42 minutes away. On a no-traffic situation, I can make it from here to the shop in 37 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's pretty not, good. Like, excessive speeding, either. It's probably pushing it by 5 miles an hour the entire way. Perfectly acceptable speed.
Welcome to Snort Coffee. Talk about directions. Times to get places. Fireside. At Butt Tick Ranch. I haven't figured out how to work the intros yet. Like, I don't know how to say them. For Snort Coffee.
I think Snort Coffee is just too abrupt or something?
Well, I like the live from wherever, and I like saying who's on the show and who's all that shit, but then I say it again. Somebody says it again, typically. Joel Tran and Silk Smoother here. And me, hi.
Hi.
Hey.
So why can't you do live from
maybe
wherever?
Maybe said twice.
With Snort Coffee?
I can. I just gotta shorten it up, I think.
It's just weird, because Snort Coffee's like, it's not a noun or something. It's like a command.
Do it.
Do it now! Oh, and that's the name of the show.
That's my favorite kind of advertising. Drink this! Shut up!
But would you name your product, Drink This?
Shut up! Shut up, drink this!
It's actually not a bad name for fucking...
Man.
Yeah, we'll just put a shitload of caffeine in it.
Shut up, drink this!
We fucking got a killer product, dude. Maybe some taurine and some ginseng.
All that shing's in there.
What the fuck do we care?
Charlie shing
that one. That's for sure. I gotta sleep sometime.
You're dead. Drink this, shut up!
Sleep when you're dead is kind of a good name for a product.
Sleep when... That's one of our lines of drinks. Sleep when you're dead. If I drink this, shut up.
You just lost some action there.
Aw, man, the fire's breaking down that wood slowly.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
Back in action.
That's snuggly. Favorite pot. Why would you bring your favorite pot?
I don't know. I figured it was the best for boiling oil in, I guess. Such a good pot.
I'm with you there.
Was just a little bit less good than that pot? Like,
really shitty, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it doesn't have a handle.
I busted out my pipe boiling pot, and I thought you did the same.
Nope. No, that's my favorite one, man.
Wow. Bad move, dude.
Yeah.
Bad move.
Evenly cooked. My fucking soup.
That's tough to find.
The handle is really, like, my other pot doesn't have a handle on it.
Stays nice and cool, this one does.
Does it have, like, a pair of channel locks or something?
I've been grabbing it barehanded. Maybe that's the problem.
You're a crazy person.
Don't do that.
You'll grab pots barehanded, but you won't barehand a lady
just
on
pot. Just
fuck
a lady. Oh.
I was trying to make it. No, you're right with just fuck a lady.
Okay.
Just fuck a classy lady.
But don't...
No.
Don't bring your best pot to boil oil in at fireside.
You think if you catch yourself doing that, go fuck a classy lady.
Okay.
That'll take away the urge.
That makes sense.
Growl.
I think you start fucking old chicks for money. I think that's a good move for
Goodbye,
you.
Old.
85 plus.
Either pretty old or a lot of money.
Yeah, I say you split the difference there.
Go what, 65 and like $20?
Yeah.
Instead of 85 and a grand?
That doesn't feel like splitting.
That's
not money,
really does it? 225 for a 65-year-old.
Sold me.
Right. I'm close on that one. We'll have to talk a little bit.
250 and you're in?
Depends on the 65-year-old, I suppose.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry, you don't get to make those kind of decisions.
Do I get to like adjust like do rates inflate as
prorated based on the hotness of the lady?
Right.
Not at all. I'm sorry. That's unfair business practices.
Or just poor contract writing skills.
We're still talking about prostitution, right?
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Austin would be good at that.
I agree.
Boiling oil. It's starting to smoke, I think. I might be seeing what I want to see, though.
You can see why that's an effective deterrent to raiding my castle.
Fuck yeah, man.
Like, I'm going to pour this shit on you. It's going to hurt.
I got to go.
Oh, shit, I got the wrong castle.
Wrong castle.
That's me.
I'm out of here.
Sorry about that.
It's on me.
You guys have a nice dinner.
Hoping to use all your oil. We still got enough to fry stuff.
Do you guys want to hear another one of the things that Wikipedia thinks are controversial subjects? Who this time will do religion? Yes. Give me another number.
5.
Oh, shit. I meant letter.
Can't think of one.
5 starts with an F.
L.
Oh.
Wow. One of them. Does anybody know what Flaun Gong is?
That's the Japanese art of, like, flower bending.
Really?
Yeah, and they got the paper bending, but they've got flower bending as well.
Huh.
It's not nearly as popular.
And
as
it's
that,
like a religious thing?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, isn't it all?
Right. Especially yeah. With Asian cultures, it yeah. Seems like.
And the reason it's controversy is because the paper they're okay with, but flowers are like, hey, you're going to fuck up the flower.
Oh, they fuck up the flowers?
Do they?
Oh, that's the controversy.
Yeah. I have a hard time pronouncing it.
Flaun Gong?
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Flaun Gong. Yeah.
F-A-L-U...
Flaun Gong. No, you got it.
F-A-L-U-N-G-O-N-G.
Check show notes.
Flaun Gong. It is clickable in Wikipedia, so we could find out what it actually is, but I like flower bending better.
It's flower bending.
Right.
Yeah, no, you don't need to look. I'll put the show notes up there, but...
Someone's Wikipedia page is about to get wrecked. And I don't think too many people are keeping tabs on you, Flaun Gong. Oh, that'll be a fun project.
Flower bending. It,
right.
Like, you got the... What, the hippies, for lack of a better word. They're like, oh, those flowers are beautiful and they're growing.
They do have a point there.
They are beautiful and they are growing.
That 2 points.
They're true, yeah. True on both counts. But then Flaun Gong comes along.
Makes them even more beautiful and stops the growing.
Bend something, dude. You ever bent something?
Kind of beautiful.
Is it?
I think so. I mean, origami's beautiful.
I really like those swans. Like, you pull on a tail and its head goes doop.
You know what my favorite swan is? I like that in some restaurants, they send you home with just, like, aluminum foil in the shape of a swan.
Yeah.
And it's got to be cheaper than those boxes, right? Can you just teach some fucking cook, some, you know, low-level cook to do that?
Is there a course for the swan carving class for leftover swans?
It's in Claire, yeah. It's in the culinary department.
It's only like 1 or 2 credit hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I audit it, you think?
50% of a credit hour.
You can't major in it, but...
There goes my doctorate in leftover swans. That's a shame.
It's kind of doing it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get on my damn camera again. Google Plus for these pictures the easiest way. I don't have to do any work at all.
We know what happens next.
Oh, fuck, it already went.
Yep. Doesn't take long.
Apparently.
I did start boiling a lot quicker than the other thing.
The other thing being another pot of boiling oil?
Yeah.
And this pot is going to be so nasty in the morning. Like,
I'm sure.
It's really weird. Like,
you
don't
burn a tire in there,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, exactly. You just don't quite get a sense of how nasty it is at night.
It smells so nice.
This is probably illegal. Right?
What's your
definition of illegal?
Not legal.
Can I do this without getting all of it?
Alright, I'm ready.
Might be all of it.
Okay.
Sweet. Best really one yet.
Yeah. Still got half a cup. I hope the sound on that comes out good.
Without me going, woohoo!
It took everything in me not to, like,
yeah,
turn away
didn't
from
didn't back
that.
Up at all. Tough.
I
you don't have any hair on your face anymore.
Probably not.
Ready?
You going again?
You want to go?
No, go ahead. I'll film it.
All right. Here we go.
Damn.
That's pretty fun.
It is. Oh, you're out of oil now.
So what happens? What makes that do that?
It's sending all the oil up into the air
and then it,
combusting it.
Right.
Yeah.
Turns it into vapor and...
Yep.
Got it.
That's why you throw flour on your burning pot of oil at home and not water.
Flongon?
You know it. Throw some flongon on it. See, I thought it was a French dessert.
Nice.
That's pretty crazy.
It is a French dessert as well. I forgot that one.
Right on.
So, is that that's not where the controversy part is, though?
A French Asian infusion.
Cool on that part of it. Sounds like it's taking a piss.
Yeah.
I might leave halfway through this show.
You would,
really? I might storm off.
She'd get mad.
We gotta boil up the rest of that oil, right?
Okay.
Right. I just want to make sure I wasn't the only one interested in that. No. Somehow that seems dangerous. He's getting bold with just reaching right in there,
glug,
isn't he?
Glug, glug.
Might as well finish it now, dude. Oh, nice. Good thinking, dude. That works way better than I expected. Yeah. What the hell?
So wait, if you throw the water in, and the water boiling so quickly shoots.
I think it's that the water is cold.
Hmm.
I think it just turns to steam quick enough that it picks up the oil with it.
Oh, nice. All right.
I was just wondering why it wouldn't work if it wasn't boiling.
Oh, I see your point.
Well, it probably does, just there's no flames to catch on the oil that's popping up, maybe.
Wow.
Or it doesn't have, it's not, if it's not to boiling temperature, maybe it's not quick enough to vaporize the water.
Right.
About throwing a bullet in. Anybody up for that?
No.
Austin is.
Are you serious?
I am. No, I don't think I am. Into the oil or just into the fire?
Just into the fire.
Yeah, it's a lunatic.
Yeah,
man.
No.
It's really not that crazy, because what makes a bullet work is that it's barrel. All contained.
Right.
And so if it's not contained, it has nothing to, like, push against.
Right.
So it really doesn't have any velocity.
You've been hit by one of these bullets?
No, I don't think anybody can be. I don't think they actually travel any distance.
We totally need to get a can of black powder sometime. Like,
man, like, that's a whole different story to start fucking with black powder.
Right, but we don't have to, like, encapsulate it and, like, make a pipe bomb out. We just play with little piles of it.
And just throwing a handful into it?
Yeah.
Like, would be awesome. All right, I'm with you now.
That's sold.
If you, like, put it into a Coke can and, like, tape it up with fucking duct tape, yeah. Then I'm scared. I'm afraid.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
Sounded pretty good to me.
And get way back, because that'll give you a boom, I think. Just tossing a handful, I don't think it'll give you a boom.
That was crazy.
That big fireball?
Yeah.
Ice cubes. That doesn't work, though, does it? Did we try that? We did try ice cubes.
I think we did, and I don't think
we had a big bucket full of ice.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I don't think it gave us anything better, you know?
Yeah.
We thought if we, you know, made the temperature difference enough.
Right.
I think it might have had a negative effect. It like,
might have cooled off too fast.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like in the winter, wasn't it, that we had that big fire?
I think so.
Snowballs would be funny.
I think we tried it.
Yeah, we might have. we might have.
Really do.
I think similar result where it wasn't as you expected.
You'd think making the temperature contrast greater,
yeah,
you'd have a bigger effect, but it doesn't seem to turn out that way. Because I think what you're saying is it's going to actually cool the oil. I'm backing up for this fireball, though. It's a lot of oil in there.
We're out of water, so...
Oh. Well, that's going to be a real problem then, isn't it? We just have to spit on it.
Start saving now. Forgot to apologize for forgetting the mic stands on air. Sorry for forgetting the mic stands.
I don't have a problem with it.
I still don't know how much noise we're making by moving shit around.
I think potentially less with holding mics.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know like how much flex and shit does and like all that. I apologize if it sounds terrible. Whoa. There's a bottle cap stuck to the microphone.
Have we even opened a bottle?
It was in that chair, man.
Oh.
I don't know where it came from.
The last event. The last apparently higher class event.
Yeah. So we mentioned me going on vacation.
Where'd you go?
I went to Gulf Shores Bambalamba, which is a nice place. I think it's the only place with people in it in Alabama.
Huh.
I don't know that there's people other places.
Did you do any looking around while you're down there?
For people?
Yeah. Like just any driving of any distance? I mean...
No. I drove through.
Right.
To get to Gulf Shores. Out. That was it. Doesn't seem as though there's any people there in Alabama. It was a nice place, though. The Gulf of Mexico, there was no detectable oil from that thing that happened a couple years ago.
What happened?
They had some oil, like kind of kind of like what we got in this pot of oil.
Right.
In the Gulf of Mexico. And some.
Yep. Nice.
Nice. Something happened with it. Like somebody dumped the pot of oil out into the water or something. Fuck yeah. What if you put that in the oil, dude?
Nice.
Oh, boy. That was a cool noise, at least. Yeah, no oil is actually clearer than I remember previously.
Hmm.
So maybe the oil is good for it.
Cleans things out a little bit, huh?
Well, doesn't, like, oil attract dust? Is that true? Like, I remember hearing, like, feather dusters worked because they had oil in the feathers.
Excellent. Makes sense to me.
So when they cleaned up the oil, they cleaned up
all the dust. Yeah, all the dust in the ocean.
Well, in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
Are we really out of water?
No. No, you can open my jug if we can fill it up before I leave.
Yeah?
You haven't done one yet, have you?
I don't think so.
Gotta do one.
Sounds good to me.
I'll sit here and film again.
Fucking stuff, dude. Hold on. Yeah, man. Yeah, you gotta hold on to the bottom party. Not ready at all, huh? Or did you just miss?
I think I completely missed.
Yeah.
Nice. You missed again.
Missed again. Out.
You got a hose over there, but... Go with that glass, man. That glass is way better than that thing.
What?
Unless you want to go, like, all that water in there into that thing, that would be pretty cool, too.
Gets so hot.
Gets pretty hot pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sure does. Which is crazy. Because it's just a tiny little fire. And then it's like a really big fire.
Yeah.
That's really hot for like 2 seconds.
Sometimes three.
Fucking green. Fuck my mouth up.
What fucked your mouth up? Grain alcohol?
Yeah, booze.
Here he comes, the man, the myth, the legend. Guy with some water.
Water coming through you. Watch out.
Oh.
Hold on. Alright, go ahead. Yeah. So good. So good. I think you got it that time, dude.
Yeah, you got all that oil. That's pretty cool.
Just paying too much attention to taping it. Paying too much attention to taping it, not watching.
are those flames? 10? At least 10.
I'd say like 15.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, it didn't seem so hot. In your kitchen.
In your kitchen.
In your kitchen.
Outside.
Yeah.
Fire away.
Have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Really.
Don't have be dumb, but
it's
have
a blast.
Fun. Is it lightning?
That's what it looked like. Weird shit on the horizon out here, dude.
Up north?
Yeah.
Yeah. That really knocked down the flames on everything around it, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you dudes. I think I'm gonna go.
What's your problem?
Fuck both you assholes.
Fuck you, dicks. Dude. What are you even here for?
I'm leaving. I won't be here. I'm out.
About time.
There's no way to roll.
About time.
Finally. Is it just me, dude, or what?
It's not just you. I just feel bad.
It's probably because he had that uncomfortable ass chair.
Why don't you go already? Stop snooping.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you, dude. Fuck both you, dude.
Yeah.
Shoo! Alright, later.
See ya, dude.
Asshole.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, man, thanks for coming all the way out. Yeah, it was fun.
Careful.
Yep. Thought I'd counterbalance that water.
Yeah.
Excess water with a little lighter fluid.
Good plan.
Seemed to work. Nice, the oil on the handle is burning. We don't have a flashlight tonight, which kind of fucks some shit up.
Say what?
We don't have a flashlight, so we can look in there and see, like, how much oil's in there versus if it's just dry and...
Yeah. I got a light that's bright enough.
Roasting. Huh?
I got a light that's bright enough.
What?
Yeah, man, so that beats the hell out of your 1 or 2 hour prediction.
Yeah. I agree.
We're rolling 5 solid shows and a 6th kind of half-ass show.
It feels pretty half-ass.
Huh?
So it feels pretty half-ass.
This, all of them were?
No, this one.
Oh, yeah. It's a little quieter. Unless you, you know, look at the pics of the fireballs, you're going to be like, whoa, what the fuck were they talking about?
Yeah. Which means I probably should post them somewhere.
Good plan. I didn't exactly follow through with your, like, if I had listened to that episode first,
yeah.
I'd have probably been inspired.
Yeah, sure.
And, like, afterwards, I was like, damn, I really should have put those up there. Found some. It's harder than you'd think.
I believe it.
Because pretty much ugly chicks don't want to have their... You know, pictures taken.
Yeah, it's reasonable.
And horrible tit chicks don't want to have their pictures taken either.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
I thought one Google image search of bad tits would, like, do it.
Didn't, huh?
There were some, but, like, they looked photoshopped. Like, those can't really be like that. And... And the rest of them just came up as Courtney Cox pics. And it's like, well, how much can we do that?
I'm going to guess off pretty quickly on that one, I think.
Yeah. I had one that I thought would have fooled you, but I'd, like, I had to mingle it in with others to be able to, like, actually fool you.
Yeah.
Has that light been out for a while?
Keeps on going in now.
All right. I'm telling you, man, fucking up my circadian rhythms.
I believe it.
I don't know if that's possible, but it seems like it.
Sounds like you need better window coverings.
But what am I supposed to do, get blackout curtains for my bedroom?
I guess.
Apparently.
It's fucking up your circadian thing.
Exactly. How about just a new CO2 cartridge for my pellet gun?
Yeah. Yeah, that too.
The rifle, you know, kind of a little bit of noise to go with it.
Just throw the rifle at it.
Just throw what?
Throw the rifle.
There you go.
It's less noisy, I think.
Nice. I did, like, not that long, well, actually years ago now, was shooting the 9mm in the front yard. It's like I needed to let the neighbors know, like, we're rednecks too. Like.
In their front yard?
No, in ours.
Oh, okay. Why haven't we shot guns yet?
No good reason.
Oh, yeah.
Other than it's loud as fuck.
All right.
Like, the 22 rifle is not loud at all, really.
Yeah, I've shot one of them.
Okay. The 9mm is loud.
Really?
Yeah. Freaked Kelly the fuck out.
Really?
Yeah. Like, to the point, she'd never fired a gun.
Yeah.
And she, like, hands me the gun, like she fired it. It freaked her out.
Yeah.
And she, like, handed it to me really damn quick.
Yeah.
Like, with it, like, loaded, you know, it had another round, and it, like, whoa, you need to respect that.
Yeah.
That kind of scared me. It scared her, but
but
she didn't stand any chance of being shot. Her handing me a gun that's in the cocked position, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, I believe it.
So, that's freaked me out. Like, whoa. You didn't just do that, did you? And I figured firing it without earplugs is really a good idea. Like, I mean, you shouldn't do that regularly, but you should know how loud it's going to be.
Yeah, I believe it.
You know, if you were to ever use this weapon for defense, you shouldn't be so freaked out at how loud it is. And I'm sure inside, you know, a home or something, it would just be ridiculously
loud.
Yeah. Oh, damn, I forgot to bring this up. So, No Country for Old Men was on.
Okay.
And I had never seen the movie.
Me neither.
And I was under the impression that it was like the African leader movie. And it is not.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah. I really thought that was the name of that movie.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I don't either. Do you know? Well, you aren't aware of the movie?
No.
There's, like, some, like, I don't know, I want to say Rwandan, you know, crazy leader or something movie, and I thought that was the No Country for Old Men, and apparently it's just downright strange movie. I really didn't get a good sense of what it really was.
Yeah.
It's just funny to have, like, the complete wrong movie in mind.
Yeah, definitely.
And I mentioned that to Kelly, and she said, no, like, that movie came out at the same time, but it's not the same movie. Like, yeah, all right. And she watches way more movies than me. She's like, yeah, that one's pretty fucked up, but it's not the same movie. I'm like, all right. Hose water. I don't know if you're thirsty or not.
Hose water.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. Reference mean anything to you?
Heard of the board.
All right. I went on and on about it the other day in the grocery store. Kelly's like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, oh, wow. That's a Seinfeld reference gone awry.
Yeah. There's something that makes me think of, I don't remember what, something somebody said in a show once that has the same ring, and it made me laugh. All
right. Not Seinfeld, though?
No, this show.
What?
This show.
This show?
This one.
Right now?
Not this episode.
What?
Something said in a previous episode made me think of these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Oh, nice.
And it's funnier than these pretzels are making me thirsty for that reason.
Right. Glad we got that other tree out of there.
Yeah.
It'd have been real weak. It wasn't bad.
No, not bad.
I don't have enough fires.
It's nice to come and sit look at.
Yeah. Somehow more entertaining than television.
Probably.
Huh?
Probably.
Yeah. Unless it's My Name is Earl. Huh?
I said Ghost Horse.
Nice.
Still on that shit, huh?
Yeah. Definitely. It's here for reruns. It's about the only time I get into a television show. Like, I'm not going to tune in every week. I could tune in every day. But if it's on every day, you know, I'm going to catch a, you know, couple a week. Be into it. That's how it got into Seinfeld, like, 10 years after the fact.
Never got inside Seinfeld.
You didn't miss much.
Yeah. It's the way it feels when I watch it.
Yeah. Earl, though?
I watch that shit.
Yeah. Arrested Development movie, maybe?
Yeah, who knows?
Potentially an old-ass rumor?
Definitely an old rumor. Whether it actually happens or not.
I only heard it because that guy was in some lame change in life movie that's been done a million times. but was out promoting that, and everybody just wanted to talk about Arrested Development.
That's pretty sweet.
Huh?
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Like, this movie looks like it sucks, but Arrested Development, really good shit, right? Like, yeah. Whoa. Weird clouds.
Yeah.
Moonlight clouds are fucking sweet.
Yeah, I agree. I guess we're either out of oil or out of heat.
Yep. See, I think this is the time of night to, like, shoot out that light. Because, like, the shot will wake everybody up or whatever. But it'll be gone before they realize what it was that woke them up.
Sure. Makes sense.
Yeah. What the fuck? I don't, you know? And then it won't really wake him up and won't really be concerned.
Go to it, dude.
Huh?
I said go to it.
Yeah. Minutes left to the show. I don't know. You might have to cut this one, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe. I don't know.
Huh?
Said, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Right. I'm just trying to protect the brand.
The brand's fucked, dude. I'm not sure what you're trying to protect.
From day one, or at least day two.
So.
Day one was pretty solid, but I don't know. It was pretty funny. Like, when we renamed the show, it was the last episode.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and kind of a weird night. Like,
yeah.
That was a long fucking night that we recorded that night.
Like, yeah, I think that was a 7-hour night.
Yeah.
If I'm mistaken.
And everybody was apparently just hopped up on caffeine, and it went and went and went. They found new blood. Once the show was renamed. And I thought we had recorded more after
I thought
that.
So, too.
And then it went into a new night. And that night worked, too, apparently. Or at least that first hour of that night. I'm not sure how the guys that do it for fucking 4, you know, plus hours a day do it.
I think they have a staff.
Huh?
I think they have a staff and people like stuff to talk about.
Exactly.
We do pretty fucking well for not having a thing to talk about.
Yep. And not really preparing much of anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes literally nothing. But 3 people is, like, the format, man.
It might be.
Most of the shows I listen to have, like, 2 name titles.
Yeah.
But have a third person that sounds in regularly. I'm sure yawning, like, really keeps listeners, like, woohoo, this is going to be awesome.
crickets right here.
Huh?
I'll turn up the crickets right here.
Excellent.
Hey, I got a damn song stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Fucking Weezer. That Buddy Holly song. Woohoo! I look just like Buddy Holly. Oh. Woohoo! And you're Mary Tyler Moore. I hope it's stuck in your head now for like 3 days. Yeah. I don't wish any more further evil on you than that, but 3 days seems about right.
It's a long time, dude.
Yeah. That's how long I've been dealing with it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Let's see, Friday, Saturday, and we're into Sunday. Yeah. Afraid so.
Have we talked about cleaner songs on the show?
Cleaner?
Yeah. You gotta have a cleaner song. It cleans out the song that's stuck in your head.
Oh. Is it just replaces it with another shitty song?
Or one you like.
Oh, all right. Good luck with that.
I think it works.
Well, you need to put out a disc of those songs. Like, just listen to this, and you'll be cool. Like, oh, sweet.
That's a pretty interesting invention.
Yeah. Has to be catchy but not annoying.
Mine is Where It's At.
Nice. I'm going to try it.
Anytime I start singing the song in my head that I don't want, I start singing Where It's At.
I don't remember which song it was, but at the fucking airport restaurant, some Beck song off of Mutations came on.
Really?
Yeah. Weird. I was like, that's obscure.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't remember which one it was. You kind of have to wonder if it's just some punk ass in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Flipping out CDs. I'm like, oh, here's my mix CD. Because it's not like it's an album that had any hits off of it, as far
like
as I know.
Tropicalia, maybe? Might be the only one.
Oh.
And that was on a movie, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
If I'm not mistaken.
Hmm. I don't remember what song it was, but I might have to listen to that just to see if it was that one. Very underrated Beck album.
It's a little weird.
It's great.
Like old world sound and shit.
Really?
I think so.
I just think of it as slow and dark and more mellow gold than anything else.
More? What does that mean?
Huh?
What does that mean?
Mellow gold?
Yeah.
Just more like that album than any of his other albums, other than Mellow Gold.
I don't know if that's true or not, but...
Right. Fair enough. Just pretty much just because of its slowness.
Okay. I'm trying to stream music from that computer.
Kind of stream... Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not going to work out because that computer's not on the internet.
I was going to say, if you're looking to get Wi-Fi, you're in trouble.
Not going
to
happen.
Unless you can hack my neighbor's password.
Doubt it. Yeah. Is it like Matt's a dick or something?
What is it?
My neighbor's a dick.
Yeah. I got a shitty fucking light, I think is what it is. I've tried, like, their kids' names, and I've tried.
Sweet.
Hell yeah. I'll have free internet if I can come up with what it is. And why not, like, I should just ask them. And, like, what do they care?
I think they totally like that light, dude.
They like it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
Just get out of their cars and see.
Yeah. Still no reason not to let me steal their Wi-Fi signal.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And actually, Kelly likes the light. Because in the winter, she comes out to feed in the morning and it's dark and the light's on. Like, I see your point, and that's why I haven't shot it out again since, but this on and off shit is too much.
Too much.
Too much.
You want to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Probably close, right?
We are close.
I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening, folks. This one, we'll see. You may not hear me say this.
Kind of hoping this one doesn't make the cut, but I don't know.
Yeah, which probably will. Snortcoffee.com. At Snortcoffee on Twitter.
So what the fuck? Snort Coffee number one had no title.
It was episode one.
Exactly. That was the title.
Yeah, I think it was Snort Coffee episode one. Yeah.
All right. Because you went back to two, and it's like, you know, episode 105.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. I don't know what it is.
I
something
think
like that.
The first one is 105 regardless.
Okay.
Like, that's what it's called on the file.
Okay.
But the show name was Snort Coffee Episode 1, I think.
All right. Tantric pissing is pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to get back into the name of show contest. I keep on forgetting about it.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. If I catch it in time.
Yeah. I'd like to be up fucking at least a week ahead, but I'm really not.
But it's like you'd have to post it on, you know, Saturday.
Yeah.
Monday, somewhere around there. Because you post on Tuesdays, right?
Wednesday,
all right. But actually, a lot of times it's been early in the day on...
It's almost always early on Wednesday.
Okay. Early in the day, like day-day.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I think it used to be like late at night, Tuesday slash Wednesday.
Yeah, if I'm lucky, I get it done then, but rarely.
Good intros. One was a really good intro. I don't know if I mentioned that, but...
That was the one with the kids?
I don't remember.
No, it's not the one with the kids. I don't remember what the fuck that one was.
Two was funny because it seemed like you were incorporating water torture into the intro.
Nice.
I have no idea if it was intentional or not.
No, not at all.
No, right on.
Nice.
Then especially good. Or, I don't know, if that makes it more or less good, but...
Kick ass.
It really worked. Like, listen to it, there's like a bunch of drops.
Yeah,
no,
I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
Right on.
Sweet.
And then, you know, maybe 15, 20 minutes into the show, it goes into a Chinese water torture bit. Yeah.
I laughed because the show starts off with, last week did we talk about something, I don't remember what it was, but I said last week that talking about squirrels... Making trappy or making high wire fucking fucks acrobats
really?
Look like chumps. And
in
it made
two?
Me laugh. Do what?
In two, you said
yeah.
that? I don't remember.
Yeah, because it was funny because it ended the show on the week before.
Nice.
So it made me laugh. It's like I didn't intentionally do it that way, but it worked out that way.
Nice.
It made me laugh really hard. Did I mention last week that whatever. The topic was. Wait,
right.
Yes, I did, but not really, because it was all the same talk.
Because it was what?
It was all the same talk.
Like, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Ended 105 with,
I see
did I mention
saying.
Last week?
Nice.
Whatever. So it didn't apply the first time, but the
nice.
Second time it did.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Like, no, you didn't mention, what,
yeah.
what? Wait for next week. It'll almost make sense.
Yep.
It'd be confusing still. Don't get us wrong.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Yep. Good to see you, people.
Fireside.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we keep talking.
Do we?
Sometimes. Kind of depends on which episode it is and the run and how tired we may be.
Fuck. I keep on forgetting to say this is hour one of five or whatever. This is hour three of six.
I remember you saying that you were going to start doing that. Hasn't worked out so far.
No, apparently not.
Best of, I'm telling you.
I started notes.
Excellent.
But they're only like two deep so far, so.
It's not going to take but like at most 10 stories or whatever. Bits or rants is probably more correct. Discussions.
Yeah, but that keeps me to only 10 episodes as well, which is not going to be.
Might even only be 4 episodes if it happens to be 4 good ones. I don't know where you would find 4 good ones. It could be a 2-hour best of special.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck you. Coming up with an hour is enough.
No, it just means we're listening to shit that I'm tired of listening to.
Yeah, and that's kind of hardcore.
That's the worst part.
Are you going to hook me up with the DVD, dude?
Yeah, I meant to write one today.
Right.
And as soon as I thought about it, I forgot about it.
One I can play in my CD player or...
Yeah.
MP3... readable CD player? Because I've been listening to them, like, listen to the last two episodes, but the last one was, like, really hard. My shitty-ass connection, like...
Yeah.
It was really hurting me in the last 15 minutes. And if I stop it, like, it's over for me.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. There's no restarting. Because it gets confused as hell. Like, it's trying to load the future and play the present.
Yeah.
It just gets pissed. And this last time, there were, like, a lot of breaks. So, where I'd hear, like, da-da-da-da, lead up and, like, wait 4 seconds and get the punchline.
Yeah.
Like, oh. That's not funny anymore.
Do you need a CD or a DVD?
I guess a CD. But it's going to limit me to like, one episode.
I can give you a handful of CDs.
You get what?
I can give you a handful of CDs and it'll be...
Can you put them in MP3 format?
Yeah.
Then it'll be like a lot less space?
Yeah, it'd be 10 or 12 shows probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be excellent.
Yeah, I think so.
So I've only downloaded one. The rest of them are just streamed.
Yeah.
And I should just download them, but I gotta download them, save them, write them to a disc, and then remember to play them. Or I should just download it, forget about it, and then listen to it the next day. But shitty connection, man. It ain't dial-up, but it's still shitty.
Fork true.